أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
President Donald Trump's administration signed a peace deal with the Taliban in February 2020. He optimistically proclaimed that we think we will be successful in the end. His Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, asserted that the administration was seizing the best opportunity for peace in a decade. 18 months later, President Joe Biden is pointing to the agreement signed in Doha, Qatar, as he tries to deflect blame for the Taliban overrunning Afghanistan in a blitz. He says it bound him to withdraw U.S. troops, setting the stage for the chaos engulfing the country. But Biden can only so far in claiming the agreement box him in. It had an escape clause. The U.S. could have withdrawn from the accord if Afghan peace talks failed. They did, but Biden chose to stay in it, although he delayed the complete pullout from May to September. Chris Miller, acting defense secretary in the final months of Trump administration, chafed at the idea that Biden was handcuffed by the agreement. If he thought the deal was bad, he could have renegotiated. He had plenty of opportunity to do so if he so desired. Miller, a top Pentagon counterterrorism official at the time in Doha, in the Doha deal was signed, said in an interview. Renegotiating, though, could have been difficult. Biden would have had little leverage. He, like Trump, wanted U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Pulling out of the agreement might have forced him to send thousands more back in. He made the point Monday, saying in a televised address from the White House that he would not commit to sending more American troops to fight for Afghanistan's future, while also hearkening back to the Trump deal to suggest that the withdrawal path was predetermined by his successor. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayan, Instagram at Rayan.Walters, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Listeners, we continue on the massive takeover or seizure of the Afghan state by the Taliban after the U.S. forces were withdrawn by President Joe Biden. We knew of the agreement between the Taliban and the Trump administration. To that extent, Donald Trump, in his administration, in his time in office, wanted to invite the Taliban to Camp David to sign a peace treaty. It was vigorously shut down by both the Democrats and the Republicans. And there was definitely a massive outcry in the United States. Of course, members of his administration, the cabinet, top officials at the Pentagon, his National Security Council, thought that idea was nothing shorter than the very mouth that it came from. It did not worth a piece of paper. And it would have been a slap in the face to the United States to have the Taliban on home soil to negotiate a peace treaty. And if that had happened, it would no doubt legitimizes the Taliban as a state. Notwithstanding, both the U.S. administration under President Trump and the Taliban met in Doha, Qatar, and they signed a peace deal for a gradual withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan if the Taliban lived to their end of the bargain. Donald Trump had already had the horse in the saddle. Biden is just riding. If the Biden administration had failed to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan within the stipulated time agreed by both parties, then U.S. would be forced to put more boots on the ground, since the Taliban obviously would have grown even more angry and impatient, for the want of a better word. So Biden was between a rock and a hard place. He had to go through with the agreement from the United States, negotiated by Donald Trump. Yes, he had an escape route. He could have walked away, citing the Taliban did not keep their end of the bargain. But the reality is, would that make any sense? Would there be a seamless transition of U.S. troops out of Afghanistan without mayhem and chaos? I doubt. They have been fighting for almost 20 years to have peace in the country. Why do one think that if Biden pulled U.S. troops, then within a couple of days or months, everything would be normal? That's wishful thinking, my friends. And such a thought, I know, cannot resonate with my listeners. The Taliban wanted United States out of the country, out of the quote-unquote Holy Land. They obviously historically see the presence of Western alliances as a desecration, an insanity on the Holy Land. And so Biden, I think, did the right thing in follow through on the Trump negotiated policy by pulling Americans from Afghanistan. The truth is that what will the Taliban now do? How will they go forward? Will they revert to the former deeply entrenched Islamic belief, retarding some of the progress that was made over the almost two decades, specifically in terms of women and girls, access to education, and the choice to choose things that they believe are contemporary in their day of life. What is happening now in Afghanistan, listeners, was inevitable. The truth is that the Doha-Qatar agreement was very weak, and the US should have gained more concession from the Taliban. But can you take them? Could the United States took the Taliban by its words? When Biden came to office, he would have seen that agreement. What in that agreement that gave him the confidence that we should go forward, even if it is imperfect? And the truth is, it was an imperfect agreement. But Biden was desperate at all cost to end it once and for all. Not to send in more troops in Afghanistan and to pull out those troops that were there and bring an end to this war once and for all. The Taliban might be interested in lasting peace. As I said before, that's wishful thinking. The resulting agreement was heavily weighed towards the Taliban, contributing to undermining Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, who fled the country on Sunday and is now in the United Arab Emirates, and facilitated the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners without a commensurate concession from the Taliban. How could the United States of America, after assisting the Afghan people to establish a legitimate government that they and their allies recognize, sat with the Taliban, whose intentions were clear, negotiated a so-called peace treaty, a withdrawal agreement, and did not invite the Afghanistan government to sat at the table? How could you do that when three parties were in play? So what the Donald Trump-led administration did was to delegitimize President Ghani's administration and legitimizes the Taliban intention when he did not invite them to sit at the table for negotiation. The Taliban wanted US forces out and they wanted to take over the country militarily. And they believed that they could do that. The agreement called for the US to bring down its forces from 8,600 to 8,600 from 13,000 over the following 3 to 4 months, with the remaining US forces withdrawing in 14 months or by May 1st, 2021. The fact that the Taliban did not fulfill the end of the bargain, rather than renegotiating, what Biden did was to push back the withdrawal date until sometime in September. Hence, we are in the middle of summer now, and Biden decided to make a move. The Donald Trump administration, in part of the negotiation, put pressure on the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners. Where are those prisoners now? They have rejoined the Taliban organization. You gave the Taliban everything that they needed. You got nothing for yourself. And you delegitimize the government and destabilize the state. This is a mess. It did not begin with Biden. The very manner in which the negotiation went, Trump was adamant. To hell with it. Let's get out. Give them what they want and get out. He was not looking at the long-term problem, the elongated problem that will arise. Well, the way forward now is for the United States, now that the Afghan government has ceased, they have dissolved into no man's land, they have to sit with the Taliban and have an agreement with the people of Afghanistan at the center. Not what the United States need, not what the Taliban need, but the people and the country of Afghanistan should be the center piece of that negotiation. Those are my thoughts. And thanks for listening.
فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يقمثهن